Everybody having a good time here?
Thank you. It's great.
Good day.
Well, that's specifically thinking about you, Mark.
Good. Great.
Mark, let me ask you, looking forward to going down to Crawford?
You bet. Can't wait.
Good. Well, that'll be Monday.
Mr. President, what do you expect? What do you expect about fun?
I expect to be with a friend. Looking forward to having it with my family. One best way we can do things, best way we send a good signal to President Sarkozy is invite him here at the family house. Got a lot of my brothers around, my sister, my daughters. He's gonna figure out what.
The youngest grandchild made these signs.
Did you see the signs? The grandchildren.
I beg the little la signa.
What language are you speaking?
Is that sign signa?
He remembers his French.
Mr. President, aren't you disappointed that Mr.
Never disappointed, always upbeat. You know, feeling good, feeling optimistic about life. Thank you. Thank you. Are you disappointed about what?
About Mrs. Sarkozy.
Of course we are. She's a very dynamic woman. She is. We were looking forward to seeing her as well as the children. And so we're disappointed she's sick, okay? But we understand. That happens sometimes in life.
Very nice of him to come, having been back to France yesterday.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Are you surprised the President of France vacations in America?
We're pleased he's here. Of course, he makes the choice he makes. People were asking me where I think they ought to vacation. It'd be right here in America. Where I'll be vacationing, as you know. Monday,
well.
Starting in Crawford.
Could you imagine you or you, sir, as president, vacationing in a foreign country?
Of course I could.
Really?
Yeah, there's some spectacular spots around the world that
we've done it.
Great places to relax. But as you know, Mark, I'm a Texan. I like my place down there. I like to go down there as much as I can. It's where I can relax. It's also, the job follows you wherever you go. You're always present. And so here we are at my mother and dad's house. Enjoying a beautiful Maine day. Fixing to sit down with the President of the Nation. We're
going
to have a heart-to-heart talk. We'll be talking about a lot of key issues. Good thing about President Sarkozy is you know where he stands. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks. And I hope he'll say the same thing about me.
If he invites you to go to France for
vacation, would
you go?
Of course I would go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly if he could find a place for me to ride my mountain bike.
There are plenty.
There's
good.
There are plenty of
mountains
over there.
Yeah.
Mr. President, could you say something in French?
No, I can't. I can barely speak English.
Mr. President, what kind of lunch are you going to
have? We're going to give him a hamburger or a hot dog, his choice.
We're going to have a traditional
up to him. He can have it. We got it all laid out in there. He's got some baked beans. If he likes some baked beans, we've got that as well.
Native Maine corn, too. Really delicious.
Corn on the cob, real fresh this time of year.
Why no gold fresh tomatoes?
If he feels like it, he can have him a piece of blueberry pie. Fresh blueberries up here in Maine.
Do you think he's bringing cheese here?
I think he's bringing goodwill. He's bringing a good brain, good vision, and goodwill. Looking forward to seeing him.
Are you going to go fishing?
I don't know if we will or not. We got
to. Yeah, we went this morning to check it. Don't fish.
We may go boating. That's the difference between fishing. I need to spend a little time with him alone. We'll figure out the schedule here in a minute. We probably have got 45 minutes of private time that we've got to sit down and talk about some of the key issues of the world. This is a complicated world where there's a lot of opportunities to bring peace. And no question, when America and France work together, we can get a lot of important things done.
What's the main issue you want to address?
Oh, there's a lot of issues. A lot of issues. It's a complicated world.
Iran?
One thing is true. Absolutely, we'll talk about Iran. But, I had a very good visit with the President in Germany, and I was very impressed. Impressed with his vision, impressed with his leadership skills. Appreciated very much the involvement of the French government in helping get the nurses out of Libya. And I think we work well together. And that's going to be good for the people of France and the people of the United States. And it's going to be good to help in the spread of peace.
Do you see it as a time to start new relations with France, President?
We've had good relations with France. Obviously, there's been disagreements. But just because you have disagreements on particular issues doesn't mean you have not have good relations. I respect the French a lot.
But and before government, given new leeway.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I respect the French people. I respect the history of France. We have had disagreements on Iraq in particular. But I've never allowed disagreements to not find other ways to work together. The previous administration and my administration worked very closely on Lebanon. And I'm looking forward to building on the progress. Here comes the president. Thank you for the press conference. Talk it up.
Back up a little bit.
Talk it up as a guy who's trying to reach out and be friendly to the fourth estate. That would be the press.
You see our sign?
Stay there, Charles.
Hold up, hold up.
Cut. Stay where you are. You're coming. Nope. Got
Barbara, you haven't met Barbara.
Come over here, let's get a picture of her here. You look great. They just asked me about your wife, and I said how disappointed we were, but we fully understand.
She called you?
Yes?
Yes, she called.
You want to ask him a couple of questions? He's never shy around the press.
What message do you want to bring to the American president and to the
Americans? What's the message you bring to the American president and to the Americans?
Well, écoutez, je suis venu passer mes vacances aux États-Unis comme 900 000 Français chaque année. Les États-Unis, c'est un très grand pays. Un pays qui est ami de la France, et j'étais très heureux de pouvoir rencontrer le président des États-Unis pour parler avec lui.
I came to just to the United States on holidays, on vacation, like 900,000 French do every year. It's a great country. I'm very happy to be here. Said the United States is a close friend of France, and I'm very glad to be able to meet with the President of the United States here today.
Mais
a new page in the history between the two countries.
Écoutez, je veux dire à George que je viens de finir la biographie de Lafayette.
I just finished reading a biography of Lafayette, and I wanted to tell President Bush about that.
Ça fait jamais que pratiquement 250 ans que la France et les États-Unis sont des alliés et des amis.
The U.S. and France have been allies and friends for 250 years.
À la naissance des États-Unis, la France a choisi les États-Unis.
At the birth of the United States, France chose the side of the U.S.
À l'époque, il y avait 4 millions d'Américains.
There were 4 million Americans
at that time. Et la France était l'ami des Américains.
And France was the friend of the Americans.
Et après, quand nous, les Français, nous avons été en guerre.
Afterwards, when we the French were involved in the war,
les Américains étaient avec nous.
The U.S. were on our side.
Quand on voit sur la côte atlantique qu'il y a des tas de cimetières avec des croix blanches.
And on the East Coast, we see a lot of cemeteries with small white crosses.
Et c'est des jeunes Américains qui sont venus mourir pour nous.
In the French, on the French coast, and those are young Americans who came to die for us.
Et ça, c'est plus important que Monsieur Sarkozy ou Monsieur Bush.
And that is a lot more important than Mr. Sarkozy or Mr. Bush.
Après Monsieur Bush et après Monsieur Sarkozy,
because after Mr. Bush,
les amis des Américains.
After Mr. Sarkozy, will continue to be the friend of the Americans.
Les Américains, l'Amérique, c'est une grande démocratie.
The U.S. is a large, big democracy.
C'est le pays de la liberté.
It's a country of freedom.
C'est le pays que nous avons admiré parce qu'il a apporté une constitution, une liberté dans le monde.
And it's a country that we've always admired because the country brought
la constitution
and freedom to the world. And France is friends with democracies, not with dictatorships.
Alors est-ce qu'on est d'accord sur tout? Non.
Do we agree on everything? No.
Parce que dans une famille, on peut avoir des désaccords.
Because maybe even bit
within
the family, there are disagreements, but we are still
on
the same family.
On peut être amis et pas être d'accord sur tout.
And we may be friends and not agree on everything. But we are friends nevertheless.
Yeah. So,
that's the truth.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good to see you. We've got to go eat a hamburger.
Je veux simplement dire que Cecilia a eu Madame Bush ce matin.
Cecilia called Mrs. Bush this morning.
Nous
avons parlé.
Comme vous le savez, je suis rentré hier en France pour les obsèques du cardinal Wistler.
I went back to France after for the Cardinal's funeral.
Et je sais finalement qu'entre la France et les États-Unis, la distance est petite.
I know that. Therefore, I know very well that the distance between the U.S. and France is relatively small.
Quand je suis rentré, j'ai deux de mes enfants et ma femme qui ont une angine blanche.
And as I came back, I realized that my wife and two of my children have a sore throat.
C'est moi qui l'aurais passé.
And if they, and George will say that I brought them.
Thank you all. Thank you,
President. Thank you.